Okay, we are super thrilled for our next guest. It's a first-time author on the Lori and Julia show, and it's another addition to the Lori and Julia book club. The book I couldn't get my nose out of, some social time. We are welcoming Kara Thomas, and her book is Lost to Dune Road, and what a great book. And welcome, Kara.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me and for the kind words about the book.
We truly mean it. So Julia gives me the book last week, Karen. She's like, and we've got like, this is a heavy, happy book birthday too, yes. By the way. But for some reason,
thank you.
Spring, we have like 8 books this month.
Yeah, there's a lot of great books coming out and a lot of our favorite authors, and you're a new favorite author to us. But Julia gives me the book. She goes, start this book. And I come back the next day and I said, you gave that book to me on a Tuesday night. Damn you, woman. I mean, I didn't want to quit reading it.
I started it Saturday and finished last night. It's so good. Lost to Dune Road.
Oh,
so give everybody, Kara, this book is good. It delivers. And you also, I just have to say one other thing. You have a blurb from Jess Lori, who's a Minnesota author who we love. Mm-hmm. who we love. And she says it has, besides it's great, it has the best opening sentence in history.
It does.
And I'm going to read it. Chapter okay. 1. Pete Marino took a dump every morning at exactly 10 a.m.
I am shocked that that line survived so many rounds of editing and revision. I kind of wrote it as a joke. I was like, this would be a funny way to start a book. But I mean, it actually is relevant to the plot.
It's
of
so,
the first chapter.
It is. It is. So tell everybody what Lost to Dune Road is about. The cover's great, too, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, so Lost to Dune Road is about a private investigator named Natalie. She is going by Lee now because 5 years prior to the events of Lost to Dune Road, she was covering the case of a young girl, not a young girl, a teenage girl who had gone missing out in Dune Road in the Hamptons, so the playground for the rich and famous on Long Island. And Natalie made an error that resulted in the end of her career as a journalist and a very public shaming and very public downfall. So 5 years later, she's working as a private investigator who is tailing people like Pete Marino, trying to catch them for insurance fraud, mm-hmm. while she gets a phone call from the mother of a college student who is in a coma. And this college student had hid from everybody in her life, including her mother, that she was several months pregnant. And Natalie digs into the case, wondering why this girl's mother reached out to her and why this girl was trying to get in touch with Natalie. And she realizes, Lee realizes that she... both cases are connected, and what happened to Amanda, this college student who's in a coma, knew something about the girl who went missing 5 years earlier in this case that destroyed Lee's career. So she's sucked back into the case. She works with a retired cop and an FBI agent, and it is very loosely based on the Gilgo Beach murders, which happened on Long Island, not far from where I currently work at a public library.
Okay, so I didn't know that when I'm reading the book. And when I finished the book, I thought, I wonder if there was like somehow you had some kind of connection, because the Gilgo Beach murders, I mean, that was like... it was years before they caught that guy, and he was like hiding in plain sight, and there were so many clues to him.
Yes. So I was in college when they found the bodies of the women on Gilgo Beach. So that was in 2011. Mm-hmm. And they didn't catch him until last year.
Right.
I was actually finishing up the last round of revisions on this book when I woke up to a text one day. And my friend was like, did you hear that they caught the Gilgo killer? Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a joke. After so many years, so many of us really thought that the case would just never be solved because of how badly it was bungled in the beginning. When these women went missing, there was just so much evidence that was lost. And from the way that law enforcement talked about it, it just felt like this guy had gotten away with it. But you're right. You're absolutely right that he was completely under their nose the entire time.
Yeah, it was just like there was... Well, I hate to get a law and order on that police department, but it felt like there was nobody connecting any dots because they really could have busted that guy. And, you know, it's interesting in your book, you explore so many different things. First of all, I love Natalie, love Lee,
her
whole
love
story.
Her.
the social media, you know, what kind of happens, but also exploring how wealth is and has always been, but now you explore it in this whole other way, how wealth protects people who do bad things.
Yes, definitely. Wealth and power and your position of authority. So one thing that was really fascinating to me about this case, and there's a really incredible nonfiction book, not just about the Gilgo case, but about the Suffolk County Police Department in general, called Jimmy the King. And basically the reign of corruption under this former police chief who is now in jail for his crimes. But basically this police chief was so concerned with covering up his own crimes and reign of terror that he kept the FBI from getting involved in the Gilgo case at a crucial point where the FBI's assistance may have aided in catching.
Wow.
But as a true crime lover, and then actually having this happen right where you lived, and then having it come to fruition while you're writing this book, that's a story.
Yeah.
Yes. It was very wild. I couldn't believe it. I kind of wanted to like retreat like that little video clip of Homer Simpson going into the bushes, and all of a sudden everybody was talking about Gilgo again, and they caught this guy, and then all of a sudden I have a book coming out the following year about it.
Yeah.
But it was just, I think just like so many people were just completely floored when they finally caught him, and he was just there the whole time.
I mean, we are completely floored with the twists we did not see coming.
No.
The way you told the story, also by also clicking into our, I guess, our protagonist, Amanda, who's in the hospital, you know, comatose and pregnant, but, you know, having a chapter
having
with her
voice,
4 weeks
yes.
earlier or whatever, you know, that just heightened the whole mystery suspense aspect of it, too, because you felt like Amanda, you didn't know who to trust.
Yeah. So Amanda, I always knew that Amanda was going to be a very important character from the beginning. I never really set out to write like a book about the Gilgo Beach murders or one loosely inspired by it. The idea of Amanda and the predicament that she was in came to me before I even knew like who she was or what the plot of this book was or who Lee was. One day I just had the idea of a young woman that was in a coma, and everybody had thought that she had tried to end her own life, but that wasn't the case. And she just could not communicate with the people around her. And it was sort of up to this former journalist to unravel the story and get to the bottom of what had actually happened to her.
Who do we know that knows Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, Lori's going to do this.
But honestly, this is the next Big Little Lies. And seriously, who do we know? Anybody?
Oh, I don't know. I wish.
All right.
Well you play that game.
Degrees of separation. Yeah. We can get there if we really try.
All right. I'm going to tweet her. I tweet her all the time with these ideas, Kara.
She doesn't ever listen. I'm just going to be honest. Lori says this to not all of our authors,
but
they're really good ones.
But couldn't you see this being a series?
Lost?
Because you've got the setting of the Hamptons and
I
New
just,
York City.
It's called Lost to Dune Road. It's just came out today. Mm. It's in trade paperback, which we absolutely love. And I want to read Out of Ashes, your first book, now since we've met you. I mean, you can write.
Thank you.
We couldn't put it down.
I know. Seriously.
I'm like, I don't really want to go pontooning this weekend, like just like Let's Go Set. But no, I just want to sit here.
I just want to sit here and read my book.
You can go. It's really that good.
Okay, so Kara, you live on Long Island, and
you have no accent
with your husband, your child, and your rescue cat. And I love that you do the cold cases. But we have to ask you, what was the book that got you into becoming a reader when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh, Nancy Drew.
Yes.
I loved those books. I remember that for Christmas one year. I think it was my grandmother. She got me a box set of the first, like, 10 Nancy Drew books. Mm-hmm. And I was done with them in, like, 5 seconds. Oh. And I just could not get enough. And it wasn't just, I mean, it made me love reading, but it also made me love mystery.
Yes.
And box sets were just the bomb.
But
I mean,
you are,
so cool.
Kara, you were the first author that we've asked that to, who's given that, if I were a writer and someone asked me, or if someone just asked me how I grew to love books, it was Nancy Drew, because she was so exciting and smart, and the car and the mystery. And I would read one in an afternoon at my grandma's house.
It made you love. I would stay up late with the flashlight, and my parents would pretend that they didn't see me with the flashlight, just because, I mean, I guess I was being quiet.
Yeah, the secret of the old clock, Julia.
No kidding. I know it. All right, so before you go, we have to ask you, what's the last great book that you've read, besides your own?
I have read so many good books lately. Speaking of Reese Witherspoon, I was actually able to read it a little bit early for a blurb. It's called First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston.
Is it that good?
I mean, it is so, I mean, talk about like not being able to put something down. It is just, I mean, I thought I would like read a little bit here and there, but it really is the type of book that grabs you and does not let you go. And then on the nonfiction side, for something completely different, I'm actually reading a book called Dolls of Our Lives, which is the history of American Girl dolls. And it's just, it's based on a podcast of the same name, and it's just, I'm a librarian, so I try to read in all different genres of things to order for the collection, and that's the type of book I never would have heard of if I was not ordering for my library's collection. But I just picked it up, and it is so funny and delightful. It's called Dolls of Our Lives.
I love that you're a librarian and an author. I mean, how fun.
You must be the best librarian in the world.
I'm sure you are.
It is very fun.
What a delight to meet you, Cara. Cara Thomas is the author. It's the book birthday of Lost to Dune Road. You're just going to want to go pick this up. Gift it to people, and because it's that good. We loved it. Thank you so, so much for your time today.
And remember us.
Thank you both.
When we take a picture and you get the call from Reese Witherspoon, whatever her production company is, don't forget to invite us to the premiere.
I'll make sure that you guys can be extras in the background.
It would be so fun.
That would be perfect.
Hampton socialites.
It would be so fun if one of Lori's tweets to Reese Witherspoon. She's tweeted all the wrong people for years. We've been doing this a long time, but it would be fun.
I have the right handle now, but nobody looks at Twitter anymore. Everybody's on Instagram. All right, but I'll do it on Instagram.
Oh, gosh. Enough about us. Your book is great. Thank you so much for your time.
You. Happy book birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, we've got a couple copies to give away. Give us a buzz at 651-641-1071. We're going to take a quick break.